This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the mental and children's health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience. Simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Cindy Sunday Powell, the Executive Director of PACN, which is the Pregnancy Assistance Center North, located in Spring in Conroe, Texas. She has been with PACN for 23 years. The mission of PACN is to empower and educate regarding pregnancy and sexual health issues. They are a medical center that provides services for both men and women, and they see over 7,000 client visits a year. Cindy, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio this afternoon.
Thank you, Eric. I feel the same. It's a privilege to be here.
Yes, and certainly looking forward to your message, getting that out as well. So first of all, what are some factors why parents abuse their children?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. Many times it's just the lack of preparation or knowledge of critical issues surrounding parenting, such as they may have a baby with colic that cries all the time, nonstop. They may have a strong-willed toddler or a special needs child, and they just cannot handle that. A lot of times it's financial. There's unemployment that's rampant right now, and the financial stresses affect every aspect of their life, but a lot of times it really affects their parenting skills and taking it out on their children. It's funny, people don't think this a lot of times about factors of why parents abuse their children, but environmental stressors, such as extreme temperatures. When it's really cold outside and the kids have to be in all day, that can really tax a parent's patience. Same thing if it's too hot outside. A lot of times parents just feel that extreme heat, and it just intensifies their feelings of frustration. A lot of noise and natural disasters. If there's been a hurricane that has damaged their home, if there have been a flood or fires. And then, of course, difficulty in relationships. They might be having a hard time with their partner. And again, it's taken out on the children. The stress of single parenting. Anybody who's been a single parent can attest to that, that even with support groups and a healthy environment, that's hard. But if you don't have that, single parenting is very difficult to deal with. And then depression and other mental health problems that the parents may have. Those are some of the factors.
And what should parents do if they feel like they are hurting their child?
For parents who feel like they may hurt their child, or they have already hurt their child and they know they have a problem and want to stop, first of all, talk to someone. Tell a friend, tell a health care provider, or a leader in their faith community about their concerns. Also, there are self-help groups for parents. Circle of Parents and Parents Anonymous have locations all over the nation, and they could Google that to find out how to get in touch with a local branch of those. They could get counseling. Almost every major city has free counseling, and sometimes you have to dig to find it, but that is such a help for both the parent and the child. And parenting classes, that may sound strange if someone's been a parent for quite a while, but actually being in a group with other parents lets you know that sometimes you're not the only one who has those feelings of wanting to hurt your child, and it could help you. Also, just the class itself, what you learn, could help you to learn how to de-stress and how to make that situation better for you and the child. And then accept help. You know, that's hard for people to do a lot of times, but if you've confided in someone and they say, hey, let me come over and let me babysit, and you take a nap or you go out and have a Starbucks, take that help, because sometimes that's all you need, is to get away, get a little break, take some deep breaths, and then go back to your child.
From your experience, you know, all the years that you've been involved with the situations that you see with child abuse, how can child abuse be prevented in your best estimate?
Yes, that is a two-part question. There is the person who suspects child abuse, what they can do, and then there's the parent who is the abuser. And for the parent, prevention efforts are best because they build on family strengths through prevention activities, such as parent education. We had talked about parenting classes. Home visitation. There are certain resources they can call, and there would be home visits where it would be a one-on-one mentoring. And parent support groups. There really are a lot of parent support groups out there because many parents want to be better parents, and that's why the groups have developed. The prevention efforts help the parents develop their parenting skills. It helps them to understand the benefits of nonviolent discipline techniques and to understand and meet their child's emotional, physical, and developmental needs. Now, if you are a person who suspects abuse and you want to help to prevent that, build a support network by getting involved in your neighborhood. Know what's going on with your neighbors so that by knowing your neighbors, you may see if a child is in trouble, and you may be able to step in and help before it gets too bad. Develop friendly relationships with your neighbors and their children, because problems often seem less overwhelming when you have support nearby. So if you have a neighbor who is abusing their child or almost on the cusp of abusing their child, if they know they have support nearby, that could mean the difference between that child being abused and not. And get involved in your child's school. Join the parent-teacher organization and attend school events because, again, you'll get to know more about the children in your community and the parents. And then talk to your friends and neighbors about child abuse and how to prevent it. Get your friends and neighbors involved in, hey, let's look out for this and let's try to prevent it before it happens. And then volunteering at an organization that provides family support services is another way to help.
Certainly appreciate all that insight there. Today we are with Cindy Sunday Powell, the executive director of PACN, or Pregnancy Assistance Center North, located in Spring and Conroe, Texas, whose mission is to empower and educate regarding pregnancy and sexual health issues here on eHealth Radio's mental and children's health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Cindy, what are the effects on survivors of child abuse?
Well, this is sad in that survivors of child abuse and neglect may be at greater risk for problems later in life, such as low academic achievement, drug use, teen pregnancy, even criminal behavior. And you know, Eric, this affects not just the child and family, but society as a whole.
And lastly, what should one do if they suspect a child is being abused? What would you advise the person in that situation?
It is critical that you report the suspected abuse or neglect. If you suspect abuse or neglect is occurring, report it and keep reporting it until something is done. Contact the Child Protective Services or your local police department. And when you're calling to report child abuse, you will be asked for specific information, which may include the child's name, the suspected perpetrator's name, if you know it, a description of what you have seen or heard, the names of any other people having knowledge of the abuse, and then your name and phone number. But remember, the names of reporters are not given out to families reported for child abuse or neglect. So even though you're giving your name and phone number to CPS or the local police department, your name will not be given out. And your suspicion of child abuse or neglect is enough to make a report. You're not required to provide proof. So report, report, report.
How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about the Center, Pregnancy Assistance Center North, and also how they can be in touch with you online?
Yes. Our website is www.pacncommunity.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. It's facebook.com/PAC.org. And Twitter is twitter.com/GFORGO, PACN.
Very good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts on today's topic?
Thank you, Eric. I do. We all have a role to play in keeping children safe. So reach out to kids and parents in your community. Be a good neighbor. Offer to babysit. Donate your children's used clothing, furniture, and toys for use by another family. And be kind and supportive, particularly to new parents and children. And very importantly, if you suspect a child is being abused, please report it. There are four resources every parent needs to know about to stop child abuse now. One is the National Parent Helpline. It's for parenting skills and crisis line. Then there's Prevention and Early Intervention Program. That's for home visitations for mentoring and education. The Safe Haven Laws. Find out where in your area a parent could take an infant if they do not want to keep that infant. And they can, it's usually fire stations and police stations, and they can leave their infant without facing criminal charges. And then there's Child Help, which is a 24/7 hotline and crisis intervention information and referrals.
Well, Cindy, I certainly appreciate your time, and thanks so much for joining us here on eHealth Radio to get the message out.
I appreciate the opportunity, Eric. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Cindy Sunday Powell, the Executive Director of the Pregnancy Assistance Center North, located in Spring and Conroe, Texas, whose mission is to empower and educate regarding pregnancy and sexual health issues. And once again, the website of reference is PACNCommunity.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental and Children's Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.